You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we're going to be playing these guys quite a bit over the next couple of weeks. This is 49 Winchester. Dana turned me on to them, and they're really good.
Oh, you're a fan now?
Yes.
Russell County Line. I am obsessed with Russell County Line with Annabelle, and today they invited me to be a member of their private fan club on Facebook.
Private fan club?
Yep. I had to answer a couple questions like, what's your favorite song? And I'm like, I don't know if we'll have time. I listed seven of them.
How many records do these guys have?
You were invited?
Four or five, something like that.
Been around that long?
And on Facebook the other day, let me see if I can find this. You know, if you missed them at Knuckleheads, they sold out two nights in a row at Knuckleheads several months ago. And I'm afraid.
They have three records.
Three or four.
No, five.
Yeah.
Five.
I'm afraid because they are now such a big deal that I don't know that we're ever going to get them at a Knuckleheads type venue, but they have a song I would love for you guys to look up. And this is the live version, which is so much better, called Last Call. And basically he's saying, Scott, last call don't mean nothing to me. I'm going to go get another beer. Listen to the piano. God. I said to Johnny the other day, I said, that was such a good show. We started looking, where else are they? And we'll just take a weekend and go travel and see them again.
Oh, you're groupies.
Oh, I'm going to be a 49 Winchester groupie. And by the way, it has nothing to do with a gun.
That's the address.
Playing on Winchester Avenue. And apparently on the Russell County Line, everyone keeps going down there and stealing the Winchester Avenue signs.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, please stop stealing Winchester signs.
Right,
but
right.
It's kind of funny, right?
So you heard at the beginning of the hour, the clapper, clap on.
Clap off. The clapper.
Here's something else that is coming to an end.
Oh.
Because the clapper, I don't think, exists anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Time and temperature?
No.
Oh.
It is the end of an era.
Hang on, it gets worse.
We're good.
No, we remember. We were alive back then. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
After more than 30 years of connecting people to the internet through dial-up, AOL is hanging up its iconic service. Quoting here from the company's website, AOL routinely evaluates its products and its services and has decided to discontinue dial-up internet.
Who still has it?
The service will no longer be available in AOL plans.
You know where it is? In the Upper Peninsula.
Well, they say they regularly check into the services they offer. By regularly, do you mean every 20 years?
Amen.
30 years.
I haven't heard the dial-up sound since like 2005.
It's been a while.
The service and dialer software will be discontinued as of September 30th of this year. The distinctive high-pitched dial tone, humming and whirring may sound like a distant memory of early internet days for some, especially with the advent of wireless modem connections that have replaced the conventional phone. But America Online, AOL, the internet pioneer in the early 1990s, changed its name to AOL in 2006. Blah, blah, blah. So they're getting rid of the internet dial-up.
Okay.
I did not know it was still around.
You've got mail.
Not either. Not even a little bit.
So we had our first female umpire over the weekend.
Yes. As well as our first preseason Chiefs game. Let's start with the umpire. How did she do?
Jen Powell.
Love her.
Breezed through Sunday's Marlins-Braves game as if breaking a gender barrier was just another day on the job. She's getting mixed reviews.
Well, any umpire behind home plate is going to get mixed reviews. But, you know, they broke this glass ceiling, 15 years after the NBA? And the NFL has had its several female officials. I don't know why it took MLB this long.
She's 48 years old. Not that that matters, I guess. Braves left-hander Joey Wentz said regarding her performance, I try not to focus on the zone, to be honest with you, but I thought it was good.
Okay.
When she was seven.
It's not exactly high praise. When I try not to focus on the zone.
Gets bigger, gets smaller, whatever.
When she was seven, her mom and dad took her to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. A few decades later, it was a full circle moment when she returned to donate her own gear to celebrate the history of women in baseball. And she has been an official, by the way, in lower minor leagues, AAA, College World Series. I think she played college softball for one of the big schools.
It is confusing to me that baseball was last at this, because the big concern, especially with football and basketball, was that you get some heated players who are very angry, and 6 foot, what is he, 9, 280 LeBron being mad. There was concern for a potential female ref's safety. Baseball, there really isn't that concern.
There's some big boys in baseball.
But it's more timid, right?
I guess. Where you're not in between multiple players unless there's a bench clearing incident. Right.
Now, she has not been called up permanently. She's what they call a rover umpire.
She was relief.
So she was brought up
for vacation, sick time, that kind of thing.
For one game, she goes back down to the minors. And there, of course, is the possibility she'll be called back up. She said, and I quote, "The dream actually came true today. I'm still living in it. I am so grateful to my family and Major League Baseball for creating such an incredible work environment. I am just so thankful."
Awesome.
Good for her.
Washington Nationals, by the way, at home tonight against the Royals, 6:40 p.m. And we were talking about this over the weekend. We were watching the game. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday, but are they eliminated from the playoffs? The answer is no, but they have to do really, really, really well. And then a couple of teams have to do maybe not
it's
so great.
August 11th.
Well, but they've got to step it up.
So before I left, the magic number was they had to win 34 games. Yep. I don't know how many they've won since I've been gone. I wasn't keeping track. But based on your comments now, I would assume they're still pretty close to needing to win 34 games.
They need to go on a little run here.
Yeah.
But I'm
they're only 9.5 games back.
I'm certain they can do it. Yeah, but it's time to start, you know, let's get it done.
Okay. We're 120 games into the season.
God, it's a long season, isn't it?
Yes. Some would argue too long. Would you care to guess the 10 wealthiest states in the United States?
Wealthiest states?
This is median annual household income.
Okay, I'm going to go with like a New Hampshire or a Maine or a Connecticut.
Okay, New Hampshire is number 4.
Okay.
Median annual household income of $99,000.
Okay.
What were the others?
I think New Hampshire, Connecticut, all of those New England states.
Connecticut, number 10.
Okay. Oh, 10.
Mm-hmm.
New York?
No.
No. Yeah, because you're right.
I thought I heard you say Massachusetts.
I would have, yes.
Okay, Massachusetts is number 1.
Okay.
$106,000.
Wow.
Median annual household income.
Do you have the all 50, Scott?
No, just the top 10.
Just the top 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is California in there?
No. Believe it or not, no. And neither is New York, surprisingly enough.
Texas?
Nope.
All right, then I'm out.
It favors smaller states because then you have less opportunity for lower income people.
Right.
To drag that number down.
Sort of, yeah.
Interesting theory. Number 10, Connecticut.
Yep.
Number 9 is Washington. Number 8 is Virginia. Number 7 is Colorado. Number 6 is Hawaii.
Oh, gosh, we forgot about Hawaii.
Number 5 is Alaska, which is right off the western coast of Mexico. Number 4, New Hampshire. Number 3, Utah.
Really?
With a median household income of $101,000.
Okay.
Maryland is number 2. Massachusetts is number 1.
You know what's funny? I almost said Utah. I almost said
Why?
Utah. I think people with Utah, with Montana, you have so many landowners. I would say the same thing about Idaho.
Well, okay. Idaho is not in the top 10.
All right.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798 on Dan and Parks. Sam, do you still moonlight at a very popular gas station
I do.
In Kansas City.
On Sundays.
Can you tell us what is going on with these new robots that they have?
Oh, R2QT?
R2QT. I was in there the other day and he was like, hi, I'm cleaning the floors.
So our store was one of the first in the entire company, the one that I work at, that got
Is its name really R2QT?
Yes. That's what we named ours. We gave it a name badge and everything.
Okay.
We got to test run. So we were one of the first ones to get this floor scrubbing robot. Part of the reason we're a high foot traffic store.
Yeah.
You're constantly mopping. It's a big deal. And we love it. We love it to death. It breaks a lot, but that's behind the scenes.
What do you mean it breaks a lot?
It just needs a lot of repairing.
We haven't perfected the technology yet.
TLC,
but you can program it to say whatever you want to. So for months, we were trying to figure out the best thing for it to say to customers who
get out of the way,
Marge. Yeah, because it is very polite. It you know, it senses where the customers are, and so it goes around them. And after a certain point of trying to clean the same spot on the floor without a customer moving, it'll be like, I am trying to clean the floor. Please make way for the cleaning robot. I am trying to clean the floor.
Okay.
But we love it.
All right. What else do you have it say?
It's like a Roomba, but for a high traffic area.
Please use caution. I am headed to the cleaning area.
Now, I must confess, I found it annoying when I was in the other day. Because it was like constantly in my way. I went in to get...
I danced with it. I loved it.
By the way, may I say that the Quick Trip corn dog may be the greatest corn dog ever made in America?
It is amazing.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
So I had a hankering for a Quick Trip corn dog the other day.
I'm going to be honest. I've never had one.
They're really good.
Please don't add that to my list of vices, but maybe.
So I walked into the Quick Trip out by my house, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's just this big box robot with eyeballs on the front.
Yeah. We put googly eyes on him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Googly eyes. And it was talking, but I couldn't make out what it was trying to say. But
it was making fun of you.
Probably. And I don't blame it.
But are you not wearing underwear?
Seriously.
We love it, but I could see for a lot of people. It's very confusing. What the heck is going on? The number of customers that I have seen literally jump out of its way, like it's going to open
like
up a shark's mouth and bite down on them. Like, no, it's fine. He's not gonna bite you.
Aww. All right.
Now you're really into country music. How big of a name is Zach Bryan?
Huge.
Blowing up, certainly. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. In 2024, he was more famous for the way he allegedly treated his ex-girlfriend Brianna Chicken Fry than he was for his music. But
play a little songs. I Remember Everything, if you would, Sam. You only smile like that when you're drinking.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah. Well, you know it because I sing it on a loop all the time. He apparently got into a back and forth with some Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter, right?
Said he will never play in Kansas City again.
Oh, yes, he will. Jack's been to see him 3 or 4 times live. He's incredible.
The Grammy winner and devoted Philadelphia football fan has been sniping with KC Chiefs fans for months, and that beef reached a new ball-spiking level after one fan asked why he singled out one fan base, which, quote, sells out his shows. Brian responded, please understand, I will never play in Kansas City again.
He trained to be a Navy SEAL. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Sam?
I think I did remember reading that one time, yeah.
He played at the T-Mobile Center on...
Oh, God, I love his song.
On August 20th and 21st.
Can't we just all be friends, despite the fact that you cheer for a different team? I just don't think...
I think he's a hothead. We never really got to the end of what happened between he and old Brianna Chicken Fry.
He's probably a hothead.
Is her real last name Chicken Fry?
No, that's what she's known for on the internet.
Okay. His biggest hit is probably something in the orange tells me. You're never coming home. He is an incredible artist, and I love his music, and I don't care that he roots for another team. I would still go see him live.
Well, he apparently cares.
Nah. His top two songs, Something in the Orange is his biggest, 1.3 billion listens, and I Remember Everything, 1.1.
He made a cameo. This was right around the time Jack was telling me, you got to listen to this guy, you're going to love his music. He made a cameo in Yellowstone, season 5, as the old dusty cowboy with his guitar. And Jack said to me, you got to listen to his songs. He's in Yellowstone. But I think he was an artist first, and then they heard his music and pulled him into Yellowstone.
Well, that's a fun fact about Yellowstone is all of the artists that play at some point throughout Yellowstone are active musical artists.
Yeah.
Like Lainey Wilson plays in Yellowstone.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think he writes a lot of his own stuff.
He's a like great the musician, real deal. But he is...
Who did he used to open for? Because I'm trying to remember. Jack told me he got big.
Yes, he was in the Navy.
Because I think of who he opened for. Who did Zach Bryan used to open for?
He left the Navy in October of 2021.
Luke Combs, Willie Nelson, and John Mayer. Huh.
And by the way, he writes all of his own stuff.
Yep.
From the text line, you know he's about to find a loophole and play in Bonner.
Yeah. Not Kansas City.
Play in Bonner. Kansas City police say they have arrested 9 people, towed 8 vehicles overnight.
Good.
In a crackdown on illegal street activity, including running red lights, driving against traffic, and performing stunts. They issued a total of 51 citations. Some of the towed vehicles included ATVs being driven on city streets. The effort was part of the department's ongoing plan to target lawlessness on city roads and in the entertainment districts. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This sideshow thing that we apparently have a problem with in Kansas City, is this exclusive to our town or is this happening nationwide?
I think we got to the party a little bit late that no city wants to host.
So it's happened. What you're saying
it started in California and we have people here that are like, oh, let's try that, which please don't. Please don't.
The culture is massive in Southern California. It's also massive in Oklahoma. It just finally made its way here.
Okay. To Dana's point, we're always late to the party.
Yeah.
On stupid stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, speaking of stupid stuff, I know they talked about this on Middays, but it was in my stack. We've got to bring this back. The aggravated assault that a 12-year-old inflicted on his, I believe, 9-year-old brother when they saw something on the internet. They called it a challenge. It's not a challenge. It's just aggravated assault. And Weir said it the best during their show on Middays. He said, stop calling this a prank. What was done to this child is not a prank. It's assault. Mm-hmm. He has been charged. And I wonder, has the internet helped us raise the dumbest?
Yes.
Why would anyone at age 12 think you could pour boiling water on someone without consequence?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So this is Zach Bryan?
Oh, something in the orange is so good. But you know what? I don't even care that he doesn't like the Chiefs.
Quit living vicariously through a football team. Grow up.
To you, that's so
a story here from Pennsylvania. A 12-year-old in Pennsylvania has been charged after he allegedly decided to prank his 9-year-old brother with the social media prank, the Hot Water Challenge.
It's not a prank, it's assault, but go ahead.
Fair point. On July 29th, Lancaster Township police say he boiled water in a microwave.
Good God.
And then poured it over his sleeping brother, resulting in severe burns to his brother's neck and chest. The 9-year-old was taken to a burn center for treatment. The incident is being investigated. The 12-year-old is being charged with aggravated assault and recklessly endangering another child.
The sick stunt has made headlines in recent years with teenagers and children suffering gruesome permanent scars from boiling hot water. In 2018, a 15-year-old boy from Indianapolis suffered second-degree burns on his back, chest, and face after a friend pulled the same, quote, prank on him while he slept. In what world does anyone think pouring boiling water on someone while they sleep is funny?
Why did you have to include the words while they sleep?
The kiddo, that the 15-year-old,
yeah.
Listen to this. My skin fell off my chest. Mm-hmm. I looked in the mirror. I had skin falling off. An 8-year-old Florida girl, by the way, was killed in 2017 when she drank boiling water through a straw after being dared to do so by her cousin. I do remember a moment years ago when I was probably 10 or 11, someone dared me to lick the hot pepper flakes at a Pizza Hut. Pour some in your hand, put your tongue on the pepper flakes. Ooh, it burns. When did we go from that to let's pour scalding hot water on someone? And what is going on in a 12-year-old's head, or what has gone on prior that you would think that that's acceptable?
Number one, I guarantee you that the 12-year-old did not record it. It was recorded.
Of course it was.
And it was recorded for one reason and one reason only. Clicks.
To get the reaction.
To get clicks.
It's one thing to get a reaction because some guy is staring down a bison at Yellowstone. Also, stupid behavior.
Yeah, but they got what they
did. It's another thing when someone is about to do something that is going to disfigure someone for the rest of their lives.
If it was,
he had to go to a burn unit, Scott.
I'm aware. Has burns on his chest and neck. These are scars that will be with him for the rest of his life. It would be one thing if you were throwing ice cold water on somebody while they slept. Not cool, but it's not going to damage them for the rest of their lives.
That would actually be kind of funny, watching them freak out because all of a sudden they're cold.
Yeah, but freezing cold water, you know, with ice cubes in it, whatever, that's not going to ruin them for the rest of their lives. Who comes up with this stuff?
Well, who came up with eating Tide Pods?
I don't know how we got here, and I also don't know, you know, as parents, I thank God every day my kids are not in high school anymore, but I also, like, remember saying from time to time, hey, just FYI, there's this dumb thing out there called the cinnamon challenge where you're supposed to eat a spoonful of cinnamon. You could choke, by the way. Don't do that. And the kids, I think, got tired of me saying don't do all of these dumb things, but I would say it because I do wonder if the parents in this scenario thought their 12-year-old would ever do something so stupid.
But you said, how did we get here?
Yes.
Did we ever leave? When we were kids, Dana, remember the pass out game?
Okay, I never did that.
I didn't either.
I do remember someone at a slumber party taking warm water and putting someone's hand in it to see if they would pee their pants.
And they do.
Which, back then, that is harmless. Embarrassing, but harmless.
The pass-out game was not harmless.
Absolutely not. And I did not take part in that or the huffing or whatever you call it with whipped cream. No, I never saw anyone do it. I heard about people doing it.
Whippets.
Yeah, I don't know. But any behavior that could cause disfiguration or death, somehow there's a disconnect where these kids think this is going to be, quote, a prank. This is aggravated battery.
You were never in a school classroom with some kid with Elmer's glue stuffed up his nose, sniffing it?
I saw kids burn themselves with erasers. They would go back and forth and burn them.
Until you couldn't take it anymore.
Before the HIV epidemic, people would say, do you want to be blood brothers?
You would cut your palm.
And
shake hands.
Yeah, really, really stupid.
And ice on your arm to make it flare up.
Or lick the flagpole that we all saw in A Christmas Story.
Right.
But
we were dumb.
Never let's take boiling water and throw it on someone.
No, take your tongue and stick it to a freezing flagpole.
But I think you're both right. I think it blew out of proportion with the internet and cell phones.
Clearly.
I mean, kids being dumb has existed as long as we've had kids, right?
Yeah.
Forever. However, you take the internet and you show kids being dumb to a bunch of other kids and they start to think that being dumb is cool.
Well, if they can get clicks, then it's cool.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But what I always wondered, you know, or not always wondered, but now wonder, is, and I'm not promoting it, it's a horribly stupid idea. I never did it, but I was present when I saw other people do it. This pass out game that was very popular in the mid 1980s. How did these things get around when there wasn't cell phones?
Right.
There was no internet. How did we all learn about the pass-out game?
Which is why it didn't grow at the exponential rate that we see today.
Right.
It was around.
Because I definitely heard about it in grade school as well. None of my friends had cell phones yet because at the time it wasn't the cool thing to give your 5-year-old a cell phone. But now we're giving 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds cell phones. I mean, most kindergartners have cell phones.
At age 12, you know the difference between right and wrong. Maybe not as an adult legally, criminally, but I could also entertain that argument.
You know that throwing boiling water on somebody is bad.
You know that throwing boiling water on someone is bad.
I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
You might not understand legally it's aggravated assault, but you know that that's not something you should be, let alone your own sibling. Not that it would be okay if it wasn't your sibling. But my God, can you imagine?
You wouldn't do it to yourself because you know that it would be painful.
Correct.
So why would you do it to your sibling?
Now, I do wonder.
You're trying to extract pain.
We are so lost.
I do wonder in these extreme cases when the water was boiling and when it did lead to severe third-degree burns, was that an extreme rendition of what started? Because if you go to the tap and you turn the water on,
that's
the
not
hot side
water.
Only, no. It's not going to give you third-degree burns, and maybe that's where the trend or the challenge started, and it's just now gotten to this point.
He microwaved the water.
That's what I'm saying, which, by the way, makes it much higher than 212 degrees.
Is that the temperature for boiling water?
Yes.
Have you ever put water just in a Pyrex glass with the handle? What do you call it? Measuring glass. You know, the Pyrex glass.
Measuring.
You put water in that for tea or for anything, you better be careful pulling that thing out of the microwave.
Dana, let's say your coffee has gotten cold.
Yep.
You put that in the microwave. You need to put it in there for no more than 15 seconds. It is hot as all get out after 15 seconds.
So he's charged with all these things.
As a juvenile.
As a juvenile.
Yeah. Well, you can't charge him as an adult. He's 12.
He's literally going to be mentally scarred for life.
You don't think he was already mentally scarred before? I mean, there has to be something fundamentally wrong with your brain.
Okay, but look at how many kids are doing it, Scott. And then you have to ask the question, is there not an algorithm that will wipe out horrifically disfiguring, ridiculous things that go viral online? Is there not something where that stupid TikTok could say, we're not going to allow that content?
Well, TikTok, they would never do that.
Yeah. What are you suggesting? TikTok take all these things down?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm suggesting.
It's impossible to police this kind of
stuff. Facebook polices it.
No, they don't.
Oh, have you not ever known anyone that got kicked off of Facebook for saying something that was not even... there are certain memes out there. I know someone that got kicked off for toilet humor because it went against Facebook's community standards.
Right, but somebody has to complain to Facebook. And by the time that
you just take down the hashtag, I'm going to scold someone to death and wipe them all out.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Next hour on Dan and Parks, it was the hand gesture.
Yes.
At a Wyandotte County.
Could you describe the hand gesture, please?
Well, I could, but I'd probably get fired.
Here's what we will tell you. I saw the headline and read his explanation over the weekend, and I laughed so hard I could not breathe. Then I texted Scott and Sam and said, oh my gosh, help me. I cannot breathe. I am laughing so hard. We have to talk about this on Monday.
Sam just had a great way to describe the hand gesture without us getting in trouble.
Yes.
Imagine somebody shaking an imaginary salt shaker.
Yes, or a shake weight.
Into the air.
Remember the shake weight?
Yes. Take your right hand, or your left if you prefer, and pretend like you're shaking salt into the air.
Maybe pepper.
It could be pepper.
Garlic powder? Who knows?
I don't know if we're going to have enough time. In a similar vein, New York police today were still looking for a man who threw a marriage enhancer during a WNBA game, striking a little girl in attendance at the game. The New York Police Department releasing a photograph and a short video clip of a man wearing a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt.
Of course.
And an Ohio State hat at the New York Liberty Dallas Wings game last Tuesday in Brooklyn.
Right. Okay, so the last person who did this was charged.
Correct.
And I think the we need about 2 weeks for the word to get out that people are being charged criminally for this behavior, and then it goes away. You should not be able to throw anything at any time under any circumstance onto a court or field of play. I would also throw in concerts, because a few weeks ago, an artist got hurt because somebody threw something
up. Luke Bryan was hit in the face with a can of beer.
So, you know, again, bad behavior, stupid behavior, charge them.
I don't understand this trend, and apparently some crypto guys are behind it.
It's people being stupid. There isn't.
Is it supposed to be misogynistic?
One guy decided that he was going to try to be funny and hurl one of those things.
Marriage enhancers.
To make fun of women's sports, I think. I think that was the whole idea.
Because Indiana's selling out every game, and there's something funny about that? Now,
why are you at a women's sporting event if the whole point is to make fun of the women's sporting event?
To rain on their parade, to make it more about what you threw on that court than about the event itself.
First of all, we need to ignore it. It's not working. And start charging every single one of them, and it will go away.
Well, you're right. It's not working, but kids are being hit with these items. I mean, that in and of itself becomes a crime.
If we didn't talk about the first one, it wouldn't be happening more.
Well, I don't think that we talking about it has anything to do with it.
I mean, I don't know.
All right. Have you guys seen Jelly Roll recently?
I have not.
The singer?
I saw him on the WWE stage putting the SmackDown on. And he looks good if you're getting at what I think you're getting at.
He has lost 200 pounds.
Wow. Good for him.
Yes. I guess he was in the locker room at the Tennessee Titans game over the weekend and was, you know, giving a pep talk to the team and was bragging that he had lost, not bragging, but announcing that he had lost 200 pounds and that he would be making the team soon. Of course, he was joking.
Wow.
He started out at 500, and I remember the first time I ever saw him was about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, he looks good.
He opened for Shinedown out at Sandstone. I had never heard of the guy, and I was really impressed. But you couldn't help but notice this man has a weight problem. And at that time, when we saw him open for Shinedown, you know, 2.5 years ago, whenever it was, he was 540 pounds. He now weighs 350 pounds. And that's still a lot. He says he's not where he wants to be yet, but he has lost more than 200 pounds.
He told People magazine last year, the battle was with food addiction and changing the way that I've looked at food for the last 39 years. I have never had a healthy relationship with it. That was the hardest part. But once you get into that discipline and commitment, he says it's like an avalanche. Once that little snowball started rolling, it was on its way. Good for him.
Yeah. 200 pounds. My goodness. I mean, that's the weight of a normal man.
I was going to say, he's lost more weight than most people weigh who say they want to lose weight.
Yeah.
Tropical storm Aaron has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean, is on track to become the first hurricane of the 2025 Atlantic season. It is not expected, even though if you were to look at the map, it looks like it's heading straight for the United States. It is not expected to make landfall in the United States.
When we get back, people are calling for disciplinary action.
Against the Wyandotte County Commissioner?
Against Wyandotte County Commissioner. And I laughed out loud. Why can't sometimes something just be what it is and you move on?
Just be funny.
Just move on. Probably shouldn't have done it, but it's funny.
We'll get to that in just a moment. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.